Little Waylon, the singer of sad songs. Not right now.
It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback, throwing it back on a Thursday. And Rolling Stone magazine went online and asked all, I guess, magazine subscribers. They asked the public for the list and to formulate one on the happiest songs in country music history. And most of these, I think the farthest one we go back to is maybe the early 80s. So it did skip quite 70s, 60s, 50s along the way. So for the happiest songs in the country music history pantheon of smiling little tunes, let's run them down. Top 10 style, according to this poll on RollingStone.com. Coming in number 10, Country Girl Shake It For Me, Luke Bryan.
Oh, no. Not necessary.
Wonder what was number 11. Maybe bump that up. Number 9, This Kiss by Faith Hill. Shania comes in at 8 with Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I do.
Tim McGraw, I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More of It at number 7. Islands in the Stream made it into number 6 by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Honeybee, Blake Shelton, number 5. These are the happiest songs in country music.
Okay.
As deemed by those that went to RollingStone.com.
Well, I mean, Rolling Stone does know.
Alabama comes in at number 4 with Mountain Music.
Play it.
We just played number 3 a little bit ago, Ticks by Brad Paisley. Number 2, though, I think it's a pretty good number 2 and number 1. Chattahoochee, number 2 by Alan Jackson.
Down Yonder.
And if I had to have guessed, and I said it didn't go much further, they didn't go into the 70s or anything. I honestly thought if you're just looking at country music, it would be like Donna Fargo.
Aww.
I mean, that's literally a song about being the happiest girl in the whole USA. But no, it was a little more recent than that. It goes back to 92, and a little B&B rated the happiest song in country music history. Hoot, Scoot, and Boogie, especially if you know the steps to it.
Out in